Welcome to the Garage Spiel Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by your friends at Bomb Tools Unlimited, Stallwilly Tools North America, and Eurodiagnostic Resources. Learn more at www.bombtools.com, www.stallwilly.com, and www.eurodiagnostics.com. Bomb Tools Unlimited, Stallwilly Tools North America, and Eurodiagnostic Resources are proud to underwrite this Garage Spiel podcast. In this episode, we talk with Stan Wolfarth, the owner of Stan's Classic Service. Stan specializes in air-cooled Volkswagens, and we talked with him at his shop in Natick, Massachusetts.
We're visiting Stan Wolfarth today, the owner of Stan's Classic Service. Stan's been working on air-cooled Volkswagens since right around 1979. He spent a bunch of years editing Volkswagen technical manuals while working on VWs in his spare time, and he has swung the doors of his shop open full-time in 2009. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Angelo.
So, Stan, tell me about your background.
Well, I started back when I needed a car cheap, when I was 16 years old, and my dad had a bug, and my parents also had a bus. We had a 74 bus. So I kind of grew up with it, and that was my first car. It was a semi-automatic Beetle, one of those. Well, it was all right until the floors rotted out.
Auto-stick.
Auto-stick, and I had that up in Rochester going to school. So I've always had them. I've never not had an air-cooled Volkswagen in my life driving, you know, my own that I owned. For a while, it was just an 81 Westfalia, but still air-cooled, but a nice van. But since then, I've gotten a couple buses and have a 61 and a 65 buses and the 64 convertible here. So it's been just something I prefer and love to drive, and I love the scene. I love camping out with people, going to shows and hanging out with people I've known for 20 years now. And then the shop is just something that evolved from that. Like I said, I started working on club members' cars on the side in my own garage at home, and then was laid off from a good job doing publishing manuals, and started this business, and it's been pretty steady, been pretty good.
Yeah, you have a photography background, right?
Yeah, photography background. That's what I took at school and worked in that industry for like 10 years. And then the photo finishing industry kind of fell apart. I mean, it just, when digital came along, that whole thing is just gone.
You know?
So the photo thing kind of evolved and got into the automotive thing professionally for the first time, doing the manuals, the Volkswagen and Audi manuals. But I've always been a Volkswagen guy, always loved them, always thought they were cool cars and easy to work on. And I think one of the first things I did was replace a generator in my first bug that I had, you know, I had a generator that wasn't charging, and a friend of mine's older brother had a Baja bug, and he came over and helped me do the generator, and that was kind of the first thing that got it all started for me.
Where do you find your customers?
Well,
the people that own these cars, collectors?
Yeah, collectors, but they may only just have one collector car, you know?
Right.
I'm pretty well known in the bus community, so I get a fair amount of buses. 70s buses and the Vanagons.
Yeah.
I don't see too many 60s buses other than my own.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Like sweet spot is kind of mid-60s bugs and Gias.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like 65 on to 78 or 9, you know. But they're fun to work on. I like working on them. I like the people. I like the whole scene. I've been into the scene for a long time. And I take my own buses, go out to shows, and make customer contacts that way.
Uh-huh.
I've got an engine builder in Waltham that's Suburban Engine, and he builds great motors, so I can put his motors in, water boxers or air-cooled.
Uh-huh.
He'll do either one, and they're good motors. I've put them in my own vans and really had good luck with them. But for the most part, it's been good. And like I said, the new purchase is a really good one for me, I find, you know, because I'm kind of new to the scene. And so it's a new owner that finds me on the internet, and there's like reviews and stuff of my shop, you know, on this one site, and a lot of people find that. I get a few people that come in with the vans and they're living in them. Yeah, they come from like Pacific Northwest.
Yes,
or California.
I had a few of those.
And they're traveling through, and they find me on the web, and they need some little thing fixed, and you know, they're 3,000 miles away from home, but one guy asked me if he could camp in it here, but I didn't let him do that. But there's a few, so there's that end of it. And then there's people that have been in the scene for a long time, and they, one guy in particular, had a Vanagon that he sold and got a bay window bus. Uh-huh. So he went back in age a little bit, and I did a lot of work on the Vanagon, getting it ready to sell. And then the bay window bus, I've done quite a bit of work on that thing. Reset his rear suspension because it was kind of sagging, and put in sway bars and headlights, and sealed up his windows because they were rusty.
Right.
You know, some body work. So the whole range, I like to offer a pretty wide range of stuff, you know, mechanical and body. And then people come and they like the place, they like the feeling, they like the old air-cooled cars. Even if they've got a new car, they kind of like the casual, you know, feel of the place.
So have you ever given a thought about moving on to newer cars?
Well, I do work on...
Or are you resigned to the fact that, well, I'm only going to work up to this model
no,
year car?
No. I work on it. I did TDI timing belt on a new Beetle for a guy.
Uh-huh.
I got a woman with a Cabrio, a couple people with Golfs and Jettas. So I do that stuff. I'm just not so well known for it. And I don't know if I'll really get known for it, because what brings people in, even if they have one of those cars, is still, I think, the old air-cooled connection, that niche thing, you know?
How do you make money working on these cars?
Well,
you know,
these bigger projects like this are pretty good. This 1974 thing is a pretty big project, and this is a good long-term kind of thing. And it's getting paid for in chunks. You know, the guy doesn't have a you know, ton of money, but he's been sending me regular payments. And so that keeps this side of the shop busy. And then I got the in and out side here.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot less of that right now in January.
Oh,
than
no
I,
doubt.
Than I get in the spring and the fall. It seemed to be the
yeah,
busiest
no
times.
Doubt.
But it's these, what I find a lot, that the best thing for me is like people just bought a car, like that Vanagon out there,
uh-huh.
87 Vanagon. Just bought it. And wants to have somebody go through it, make sure it's all good, fix a few little things. It was idling too high, and it needed belts and needed headlights and so forth.
It's a Wasserboxer, isn't it?
Yes. But it's the recent purchase that seems to be the kind of sweet spot for me.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just got something, and they want to bring it somewhere. They find me on the web, usually on the Samba, or there's a site called the Roadhouse.com.
Yeah. And I take you belong to like a VW club or something?
Yeah, local club. That's actually kind of what got the whole thing started, was I started servicing.
You belong to what, a van club also?
There's two clubs. There's Bay State Volkswagen Owners Club, which was kind of how I got the business started, was working on cars for those customers. And people would come up to me. I do a show at the museum in October,
uh-huh.
that flyer over there, Volkswagen Day. But they'd come up and say, oh, do you know anybody you can recommend for working on these things? And, you know, sometimes we'd recommend somebody and they say, oh, I've already been to that guy. I don't like that guy. And so I just got to thinking, you know, well, these people, there's a need there, you know? And so that's kind of how I got it started, was just servicing like kind of club members. And then it's kind of expanded out into more. And I have customers from up in Woburn, down in Plymouth. You know, they come from an hour away. So there's kind of general metro Boston area. Within an hour's drive, or half an hour, I guess. But so they come from quite a far distance relative to what you would see at a regular local shop, where they're all within like 5 miles.
You know,
right?
It's funny you say that, because I've always preached, if you build it, they will come.
Yep.
And especially if you specialize in something.
Exactly.
Are you involved also with the car club, like on a Face page or Twitter?
Well, there's a couple things I do. I send out an e-newsletter that my wife does.
Uh-huh.
She's a graphic designer, and she did my website. And also, there's a whole community on this website called The Samba. It's just a kind of the big collection point for Volkswagen, vintage Volkswagen stuff. And
okay.
So there's a thread just on my shop when I started it, and then I keep adding to it with pictures and stuff. So there's kind of a blog. Yeah, I think younger people are still coming to it. Kids love the buses.
Yeah.
I don't know about the bugs as much. I think the bugs and the Ghias are, I find, what I see are older, middle-aged guys my age in their 40s that maybe had one when they were younger, and they're reliving that thing.
Right.
But with the buses, it's definitely, it seems like young people, they want the bus, they want to camp,
yeah.
they want to hike, you know, they want to have that ability to like go live somewhere camp somewhere for one night, wherever they are, out in the wilderness or whatever, or just to be part of that whole scene, because it's a pretty fun scene. It's amazing what the travels, the journeys people will take in these things, and then also how so many things can be wrong with them, and they can still run and get them down the road and get them where they need to go.
Well, Stan, this was an interesting discussion, an interesting interview. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Yes. There are still people out here working on these cars.
Even up here in New England where it's salty and snowy.
Yep. I totally enjoyed this interview.
Check out more of our Garage Spiel podcasts at www.euroautotraining.com
or on iTunes.